Turn up the sound.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Time for more pageant talk radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Hi, welcome back to the show. Today we're talking with Savvy Magazine founders, Stacy Cole and Jessica Nicely, and we're talking about how the life skills they learned from pageantry have helped them to become successful entrepreneurs. During the first segment, they talked about the importance of discipline and research. And I know, Stacy, that starting a magazine is actually one of the most risky and difficult business ventures to pull off. I'm imagining that discipline and research were really, really important factors of launching the magazine. Is that right?
Well, definitely. Here's the interesting thing, though. Jessica and I always laugh and joke that had we known what a big undertaking this magazine would be, we would have done it. So in a sense, the one area of our life that even though we did definitely research, that had we researched more and maybe spent more time researching than what we did, I'm not sure we ever would have done it. But once making that decision, absolutely. All of the skills that we learned as pageant contestants and title holders definitely did and still do come into play. Discipline, time management, sacrifice. It takes such an enormous amount of work to produce the magazine every quarter that we produce. And if we didn't have those skills and the resourcefulness and the willingness to sacrifice and work hard and work 60 hours a week,
at least,
yeah, I mean, at least, then.
At least. Okay, we got that, at least.
Yeah, then we just, it never would have happened.
Well, Jessica, it is a beautiful magazine. I mean, visually it's beautiful. The articles are interesting. I like everything about it. What does it take to put together an issue?
Oh, gosh.
Where to begin?
I guess that's like saying, what does it take to win a pageant? But tell us the initial steps that go through when you're thinking about an upcoming issue.
Well, that's the fun part. That's one of our favorite parts, is sitting down and talking about what we think the readers are going to be interested in, what's happening right now in pop culture, what's hot, what's interesting,
what
in fashion.
Yeah,
that's the best part of the process. We love that part, and deciding what we're going to put in there. But, yeah, that's the beginning, is deciding what's going to be in that particular issue. Wow. And then it's just whirlwind. It's getting advertisers. Finding resources for the articles. It's finding our savvy girl of the moment for the next issue. There's just so much that goes into it. I almost don't even know where to begin.
So it's a really disciplined procedure. Once you have the creative ideas of what you want to do, it's a discipline. Well, let's go ahead and talk about like the upcoming issue that you're working on. Where are you in the process on it?
Well, our deadline, our print deadline, is less than 2 weeks away, and so this is truly one of the craziest times. Like, we have four of these a year because it's a quarterly magazine, and this is one of those four, because it's getting ready to go to press. This is when all of the preliminary work starts kind of coming to a head, and because the whole process is, say, you know, for example, if we want to do an article in the magazine with XYZ girl as our subject, then it becomes a matter of getting those questions ready, getting the questions to her, making sure she gets us the questions back, that type of thing.
Right.
Getting photographs in from everyone who's being covered in the magazine. And you do that times about 50 because
how
many different things there are in the magazine. And so, so right now it's all of those things that we've, put out there that are coming back into us and getting processed and ready to be sent off to the printer. So it's definitely, I know, like for me, I was up last night until about 12:30 working on it, and that's pretty commonplace.
And so you're doing a lot of research to identify who you want to feature and what the articles are about. Then you're using time management and project management skills to make sure that everything gets out to those people and then comes back in, right?
Exactly.
And then, Stacy, what are some of the things, some of the exciting things that you're working on for the next issue? And when will it be out?
Well, if you're a subscriber, it hits your mailbox usually about the last week of July, but technically it's on bookstands, like Barnes & Noble, for example, on August 1st. So,
okay.
And what we're working on right now, we're doing an in-depth thing on Miss USA this time. Last time we covered some of the best gowns of Miss USA, but this time we have a little more in-depth on the pageant itself, on some of the personalities that were there. We're also covering the True Beauty Expo and Fashion Rocks the Universe, that you were definitely a huge part of the True Beauty Expo, and we were there with our booth, and some of the other booths we're covering as well. Based on that, Miss USA makes me think of course, the controversy that cropped up with Miss California
right.
USA. This upcoming issue will have an interview with Tammy Farrell, who recently, as everyone knows, took over the title of Miss California USA, a little bit of her perspective in all of this, what it was like to take the title under the circumstances she did. And that's an example of when Jessica and I sat down to create this issue, we didn't know all that was going to happen.
Right. So you have to squeeze it in almost.
Exactly. So you kind of learn to be creative and roll with the punches. And
so you really have to adapt, just like when you go to the pageant and the schedule changes or some event crops up. You have to adapt, don't you?
Exactly. I mean, right. Truly, we adapt with this magazine almost on a daily basis.
Pretty much,
and that's
yeah.
a great example of it.
And Jessica, how do you go about picking out the cover girls?
Well, that's what's been so exciting for us. And we're really starting to see the fruits of our labor, I think, right now, where we're actually having PR companies come to us and ask us about having their amazing, talented actresses and models and really, you know, fun celebrities to be in Savvy. So that's been so exciting. And our next cover girl, we're so excited and honored to have Julianne Hough, beautiful star of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. She's won twice. She's
adorable.
Oh, she's so
great.
I mean,
and didn't she receive a country music award recently too?
Academy of Country Music's Best New Artist. She won a
right.
tour with George Strait right now. Which is amazing. I mean, that's what Stacey was saying. She lives like a charmed life. I mean, to have your first CD, you know, come
out. She must be really disciplined, though, too. I mean, she must have all those traits, discipline, persistence, and hard work, too.
Absolutely.
She really was. When we met with her, about a month ago in L.A. and did a whole photo shoot for our cover and fashion spread and interview, that is definitely something that came out. She started working at a very young age to achieve her dreams. I mean, she's only 20 years old,
yeah.
and she's done it. And I remember a cute little story she told really briefly. She said she wanted to go to L.A. and make it big, basically, and she asked her dad for a certain amount of money. I can't remember how much it was right now, maybe like $2,000. And she said, and since that day, I've never asked for a dime since. And her point on that
wow.
was she took that money and worked it and now is self-sustaining herself because she was that disciplined to apply those funds to what she needed to do, and now she, as a 20-year-old girl, is completely on her own and
on top of the
such
world.
A huge success.
Yeah, she is a really huge success at such a young age, and it's interesting how the discipline and the resourcefulness and the adapting and persistence and hard work, whether it's a pageant competition, a magazine, or an exciting up-and-coming entertainer like Julianne, it really does make a difference, doesn't it, Jessica?
Absolutely, and it truly does. And I think, like, right now, like we were saying, take the discipline, you know, when our magazine comes to a close to collect everything from everyone, to make sure we have everything, like, that takes a lot of time and a lot of time management because, obviously, just like when you're competing, there's other things that sometimes you'd rather be doing. But, you know, you have to have the discipline and the drive. And also another thing I think is the desire and the passion, which Stacey and I both absolutely have for making this magazine. I think that's part of why we're so genuinely thrilled when people tell us how much they love it and compliment it, because we put our heart and soul into it, and it's our passion and our drive to make it the best magazine we can. And also, I think, too, that our compassion that we had in our platform and in our work with that, we try to make that come through as well, in taking care of not just the girls that are in the magazine, but also our advertisers who advertise. Like, we truly try to go above and beyond for them at all times and make it the best experience for them, even being a part of Savvy. So I think that, you know, all of those qualities truly tie in on a literal daily basis for us.
Now, Stacey, a lot of pageant contestants, whether they're at a Miss or some even at a teen and certainly a Mrs. or a Ms. age, a lot of them want to start a hobby business that will eventually grow into a full-time business, or a lot of them have full-time businesses that they've already started. And I know you guys say you didn't know, but I know how difficult it is to start a magazine and what the statistics are and how many people who start magazines do, in fact, fail. It's one of the most difficult business ventures to pursue. Looking back on it now, what did you learn from successfully launching your magazine and successfully growing it that you think other women who are starting their business or expanding their business, what could they learn from your experience?
Wow. Well, I feel like we keep reiterating some of the same themes. And honestly, I would have to say it goes back to sacrifice. Sorry to keep bringing it back to that, but that truly is what it is. If you want your business, your venture to be successful, you're going to just simply going to have to put the time and the effort in, even when it's not convenient or enjoyable. Because even though it looks like our magazine is 100% fun and joy and roses all the time, it's not. I mean, there are days when Jessica and I just say, look at the additional white hair that I have today.
Yeah.
I've been doing, and because it's stressful, and really anything worth having and worth accomplishing is going to take that. It's not going to be easy the whole time. And so that would just be the thing I would tell anyone who is starting a new business is if it's easy, then something.
Everybody would be doing it.
Right. Yeah. It's
just like if winning a pageant were easy, everybody would be winning.
Right. Exactly.
It's not easy. It does take a commitment. It does take a level of focus. But Jessica, don't you find too that it takes a support network? Because I know that my business, as you guys know, started out as a very small hobby business. And before you know it, you know, it's this huge business. We have listeners all over the world. People buy my books all over the world and are competing, and I'm coaching people all over the world. I found that I had to get creative about how running the personal side of my life was getting done. I had to find a dry cleaner that comes by and, you know, picks up and delivers to the house. I had to find a meal service for those weeks when I really don't even have time to go to the grocery store or even just prepare a meal because I'm doing so much with the business. Don't you think just having a good support network, either an understanding and supportive family or a helpful friend or even having a great printer, like I'm sure you have a printer that is a vendor, it's really good to have a great support network in place so that you can focus on what you really need to do.
Yeah, you know, I think what helped us was having been in the industry for so long, we had a network of people that we've relied on for support. Of course, our families, our husbands are extremely supportive or we wouldn't be able to do this. But I think that, you know, and that's been what we've juggled is maintaining a good quality family life and making the magazine. But what we've had a help in is the network of people we've had to draw on as resources for the magazine, like photographers and, you know, people to help us design the magazine. You know, we've had young ladies that we've used as models in the magazine. Just all of the networking and research or resources that we already had before we even started Savvy has helped. And Stacey joked that we came into this and didn't, you know, really think about it, but we did. I mean, and we researched it, and that's part of, again, how it did become successful because we did research what we had to do, and you know, again, I think, yeah, we made the decision quickly. I think had we taken more, we absolutely researched it, but had we taken more time, then I think we might have gotten a little more scared about how much work it really is. But we researched.
But sometimes it's good not to think about how much work it's going to be.
Right. I think it was better. I mean, we drew on the passion and the desire to make it, and we researched it, and we thought, okay, I mean, it absolutely seemed like, I mean, I read books about it, and they said, you know, it costs like $1 million, literally, to make a magazine. Well, you know, all the different struggles and hurdles you're going to have, and so what we just decided was, you know, we'll find ways to overcome those or avoid those altogether and find ways around it. And that network of people that we already had in place was huge in making that happen. Huge. I mean,
Right. Big
thank you, shout out to everybody who's helped us in any way, including advertisers who we just happened to know or who knew us in the industry, you know, that gave us a chance to support us. Like Stephanie Summers comes to mind because we were talking about her, like just a great lady who gave us a chance because she knew who we were. You know, I think
Right. That
helped us tremendously and gave people faith in the fact that we are hard workers, we are good people, we were going to try the best we could to produce a quality magazine. So, yeah, that network was, I mean, immeasurable in how much it helped.
Well, and I think you make a good point. It's important to have a support network in a business venture. Just like in your pageant competition, you have a pageant coach and maybe a hair and makeup artist and a wardrobe person, and then your cheerleading team that's in the, you know, in the audience screaming every time you come on. It's important to have that support network, but it's also important to be resourceful, because not everyone, you know, has $1 million to start a magazine. Conversely, not everyone has $8,000 to buy, you know, a custom couture pageant gown. And so you have to be creative and work within the resources you have, right, Stacey?
That's exactly right. Truly. I mean, you just do. You have to think outside the box and think, like Jessica said, is there a way around this hurdle or can I avoid this hurdle altogether? Of course, you can't avoid buying a gown, but you can definitely avoid buying an $8,000 gown. And there's so many different ways of doing it, whether that's that you raise the money through sponsors, whether you, do your homework and your research to find a dress that's been worn once that was $8,000, but now they'll sell it to you for
right.
less. I mean, there, it's so much about being creative and resourceful.
It really is. Well, I want to congratulate you again on the phenomenal success of the magazine. I have to tell you that we get lots of lovely magazines from different people that send here to the waiting room for us to put in the waiting room for contestants to look at while they're waiting before their appointment. And Savvy is always one of the first ones that they grab. It's a beautiful magazine. If you don't already subscribe to Savvy Magazine, go to their website, which is www.savvymag.net, and check them out. And you probably want to sign up so that you get the fabulous issue with Julianne Howe. And if you don't subscribe, certainly look at your Barnes and Noble for that issue. Before we go to break, before we let Stacey and Jessica go, Jessica, tell us what you think, and speaking both for you and Stacey, what is the number one most positive surprise that you guys have experienced from publishing the magazine? Don't you love it when I ask the tough questions?
I do. It's like I'm in a pageant. you know, I think just, I don't know that it was a surprise, but the best part is that we did it, that we've been able to create what we dreamed of creating, that, like I said, celebrities are coming to us now to be part of Savvy, that we made the dream a reality, I think. Again, not maybe a surprise, but the biggest joy in this process that, you know.
Right, the joy of accomplishment.
Right. Stacey and I just get so excited and think, oh, my gosh, you know, we did it. You know, we did what we set out to do, and I think that that's been a huge joy for us.
Well, congratulations on a great magazine, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you
for
so
having
much,
us, Valerie.
Thank you.
Well, we've been talking with Jessica Nicely and Stacey Cole of Savvy Magazine about their must-read mag. To check out their website, you can visit them at www.savvymag.net. We're going to take another short break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back to answer your pageant coaching questions. Plus, I'll let you in on how my secret for hemming blue jeans can help you get a top score at your next pageant. I'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her Platinum Collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.